summer. Usually I would be getting ready right about now to head back to North America for our family's yearly summer sojourn that includes the Pacific Northwest, or the Southwest as we like to call it, in Canada, with my sister in Seattle and my brother and dad in BC and lots of really good friends spread out all across that beautiful part of the world. And we would also be going to the Midwest where Dawn grew up and where many of our beloved family and friends are, including you, Edie. But, yes, instead of endless barbecues and couch surfing and good times that are usually part of our summer ritual, we will be spending it here in China, where we live and work and are presently, you know, stranded a bit, I guess, but we're happy. How about you? Who are you?
You're situated. You're
this situated. This is where we're situated. That's it. Who are you?
Well, hi! I'm Edie, and I, too, love summer. What I am loving most about summer is not teaching summer school.
Ouch.
Yes, no can do, Leia. As usual, I am spending summer in Wisconsin. I am a Bill Bryson Uber fan and a gardening enthusiast with an interest in pioneer living. How about that? I live with my two teens and my tween who surprisingly are not interested in pioneer living.
I'm just trying to imagine you living in a, you know, in a sod hut with no electricity.
Oh, you mean a soddy?
Called a soddy.
Yes, we pioneer enthusiasts call it a soddy.
And would you be wearing a bonnet?
Well, but of course, to protect my skin.
We're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Elevating your batch drinks and talking to your neighbors.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Simple pleasures.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, I'm excited to hear about your batch drinks elevation. I don't even know what you're talking about, which is why, you know, I'm particularly, you know, excited.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, I took this from a magazine and it kind of grabbed my fancy because now that we're getting back to some kind of normal and people are getting back together again, at least in small batches, I thought I would share some ways that this magazine, what was it, Simple Living, I think, from 2014 from my Flipster app, I thought I would share some ways you could elevate your party punches. So, Edie.
Well, Leia, I remember my grandmother, for her punch, she would pour like some type of fruit juice and then 7-Up and then put put scoops of sherbet on the top.
Oh, sherbet. I know. What do you call it? Yes.
I don't know. But you'd always want to get your cup, you know, with one of the clouds of sherbet in it.
Right. Usually green or orange, right?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But those like are the primary colors. Yes. Okay, well, this is not about that. It's not your grandma's party punch.
Okay.
When we were living in Hong Kong, I actually got, you know, semi-famous for some sangria that I would make with fresh peaches, and white wine, sometimes bubbly, and rosemary. It was delightful. But
I know.
So I've made some fine drinks in my time, batch drinks. So what I mean by batch drinks are not bachelor drinks, but drinks that you can make not for bachelor parties.
That's what I was thinking.
No, drinks you can make in a big batch instead of like making cocktail by cocktail by cocktail, making like a big jug of something, right?
Okay. All right. Get so not drinks for a bachelor party. Okay.
No. Not at all. Okay. So here, I did have a party a few months ago here in Beijing where we've been able to have parties for a while now. And I made actually a cranberry sangria that was also very nice. I can't remember what was in it. Wine and fresh cranberries. And I actually put rosemary in that too. And the key was this, and this is what this magazine article confirmed for me, that you should keep your drinks fresh by continuing to add bubbly beverages to them. So you've got your foundational drink, right? You've got your, let's say it's a sangria because I don't know anything else. So you've got your wine and some vodka in it or whatever it is, and your fruit juice and all the rest of the stuff in there. But then shortly before your guests arrive, let's say you add, you know, a couple cans of ginger ale or soda water or something bubbly, right? Depending on the sweetness factor. And then as the evening goes on and you continue to add alcohol as well, you keep adding another can or two to keep them fresh, to keep your batch drinks fresh, right? And bubbly. So that's one of my suggestions. But the other suggestion that the magazine had, not me, was to let people customize the batch drink.
Well, you know what I would say to that, Leah?
What?
No. No. If you're going to let people get their paws in your batch drink, they're going to be like adding basil or like lemonade and ruining it. I don't like that.
No? But if you just had all these little fixings ready for them, right? Little chopped up basil and cranberries, M&Ms. No, not that would be nasty. But and lemonade, little glasses of different things that they could pour in. I don't know. Might be fun.
Okay, like Twizzlers. You could have Twizzlers on the side and they could use that to stir their drink.
Stir. Right? I like it. Twizzler stirs. Mm-hmm. I could get into that. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, okay. So maybe if you want, you could let people customize, but I can't even quite picture that myself. And I no longer have this magazine article, so I can't even imagine what
you customize. It just seems like something they would suggest in a magazine where you're like, I'm not doing that. No, who
yeah,
does
maybe.
That?
Maybe. And I thought, oh, good tip or trick, but maybe it's not for me. But part of it was, I mean, I like the idea of keeping your batch drinks bubbly. That's a good one. And
that's
the other
good.
Part, right? And the other suggestion that I liked was make the ice extra nice.
Ooh, well, yes. That's a good one.
Right? Because you can just put little nice things in your ice before you freeze it, like fruit or edible flowers and herbs. What do you think? Yeah?
Well, I love that. And I have to say, my friend Prairie Sherry boils the water first before she makes her ice so it doesn't have any of those nasty bubbles in it.
That's so nasty.
It's so nasty.
I know. I've heard people of doing that. You have to be somewhat of a perfectionist to do that. But yeah, I get that, Prairie Sherry. Good for you. That's cool.
I know. And that's why going to her house is such a thrill, because she pays attention to details like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. I really don't. I aspire to, but I don't quite have it in me, which is why I'm probably, you know, if I'm going to have people over, I'll be making batch drinks as opposed to anything that's customized. But the one other tip that I took away, and I don't have this, but if you did, apparently ice cream makers can churn smooth frozen drinks perfectly. Do you have an ice cream maker?
I do, from Prairie Sherry, actually.
Oh, well.
After she hears this, she might want it back.
Or you can just invite her over for some drinks and she can bring the ice.
Yes, she can bring the ice.
Okay, so Edie, what's your tip for today?
So simple, Leah. It's talk to your neighbors.
Oh, well,
the average person knows more about the royal family than they do about their neighbors. Like, they're like, oh, Harry, oh, Meghan, you know, but why don't you become curious about who you're living next to?
Okay. Yeah, that's true, right?
You know,
it's soberingly
I have...
true.
I'm bringing it down. Yes, it is very sober. But I have Joyce, you know, and I learned from Joyce what all the other neighbors are doing. So apparently, Leia, I haven't told you this, but behind Joyce, a new neighbor moved in from Colorado. And she's not mowing her lawn anymore. She told Joyce that. Ooh. And she put up a big jungle gym. And she doesn't have kids. She's like a single lady, like a huge jungle gym. And do you know what she's going to do with that?
I don't know, like start a fitness camp or something?
Well, one would think, no, she's going to grow grapes off of the jungle gym.
Oh, that's great.
So I
Why
love
not?
Hearing all the... I know. That's what Joyce said. She said she doesn't care what she does, but, you know, I love
Neither
hearing
here,
about
neither.
It. And I want to meet this. I want to meet this neighbor. She sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We have another neighbor who fixes all the bicycles in the neighborhood.
I like
that. And she is also the neighbor who has saved my butt by coming over with her new snowblower to, like, blow out the curbs during snowstorms.
I love it that this neighbor's a female, too. Yay. I was picturing this male, and when I heard she, I thought, yay. You go.
No, it's Jane. And you haven't met them, but we have new neighbors right next door to us. And this is bad. I need to learn his name. I just know him as Casey's brother. I should take my own tip. He took all my grass clipping somewhere so that my yard didn't look like a hayfield.
Oh, nice. Nice.
He just drove this off is... with all the grass clippings, Leia.
You know, Edie, this is such a good tip. It's much better than batch drinks. Right? Just get to know your damn neighbors already. It's time.
Yeah, and I'm going to challenge myself to, like, meet the neighbor from Colorado, and there's a lot of dog walkers, and, you know, I can talk to dog walkers, even though I'm a cat person, a cat gal.
Right? Yes, a cat gal. I like it. I'm inspired. This is good. And you could have them over for batch drinks.
Well, Leah, I don't know if I'm... The batch drinks just sounds too much. You know, I do love that Costco margarita mix for $7.
Oh. Well, you know I love it, too. I hear they have strawberry now, too. Is that true?
They do. They have the golden and the strawberry. And a tip or a trick with that, I learned from a coworker, is you throw the mix into a blender and just blend it up with some ice.
Oh, or an ice cream maker, right?
Yeah, now it could just churn away in that ice cream maker.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you could just pour it from the bottle into a glass.
Yes, which is what Edie and I did quite a bit last summer.
It was so good and easy.
It is. It is. Yum.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for Campfire Chat. We're going to keep it light and airy this week, friends.
Yes, like we did last week.
And the week before.
Right? Let's just always keep it light and airy. Well, since summer is upon us, we just wanted to talk about simple pleasures.
Well, there are so many simple pleasures in the summer.
I know. So how about we dive right in? One of the simple pleasures of summer for me, Edie, is fresh foods.
Yeah, I have a CSA subscription, which is...
What's that, CSA?
Community Supported Agriculture.
Oh, okay.
So every week I go and I pick up a big box of produce that is grown by a local farmer, and I get to pick it up at a local coffee shop so I can get my honeybee latte, which is delicious and fresh. But I love challenging myself to use all of the vegetables in the box. And, you know, on the way home, I can easily eat half a bag of arugula, you know, just num, 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 num.
You eat arugula just out of the bag?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I don't think I'd like that. But anyway, yes.
Well, I bought a bag of it once when I was with my sister-in-law and we were at the farmer's market at the Capitol, and I ate like the whole bag, and she just looked disgusted by me, like I'm a sheep, you know?
You probably had green stuff sticking in between all of your teeth, too.
I'm sure I did, but it was so peppery and fresh. I loved it.
Okay, well done.
I also like making my own sun tea that they charge $4.79 for at Starbucks. But I just fill a mason jar with like 2/3 of the way with water. I put in 3 tea bags, like herbal tea, and I put it on the front step for the morning. And then I bring it in and I add, fill up the rest of the jar with organic lemonade.
You know, when I would come visit Edie in the summer, there was often the mason jar was sitting out front, and it was such a welcoming thing. I loved seeing it, and we would often share a sun tea together. It was fabulous.
It's so refreshing, isn't it? And it's so easy.
Yeah, and it's not $4.79.
No. It's just the cost of, you know, 3 tea bags. I also like to go and pick fresh mint from my herb garden for my water. I have a variety of mints. I have spearmint, peppermint, chocolate mint, orange mint, arugula mint.
No,
I made that up.
Not.
That was that was a joke.
You're a funny lady. Yeah, mint and water is nice though. That's fabulous. Well, I am not a fan of arugula, Edie, but
no.
I am loving kale and cucumbers these days. I've been making this lentil soup that's full of kale and, go figure, sweet potatoes. It's so yummy.
Yum, yum.
Here in China, they have this lovely cold dish made out of cucumbers, and they smash them, right? Just like literally smash them with like a mallet or something, and add tons of fresh garlic and soy sauce and some oil, sesame oil. And it is just this fabulous dish. I love it so much. So whenever we go out for food, we usually order this as one of our dishes, and it's just, you know, it's kind of a starter, but you usually eat all of your food at once here. But in the summer, I just can't get enough of those smashed cucumbers. So that's one of my fresh food loves here in China. I'm also enjoying fruity water. So like you put mint in your water, I've been endeavoring to put some, you know, strawberries if I have them, lemon. What else have I been putting in water? You know, just whatever.
You can put cucumber and basil. Cucumber and basil.
Yes. Okay, I'm inspired. I will. I've got some. I've got some of both of those at home right now. So great idea. It just makes water so much nicer, right? In Beijing, at about this time of year, they start selling these strawberry popsicles as well. I think they're just locally made. They're very, you know, they're easy to find just in local grocery stores. And they're made from fresh strawberries. So, you know, you've had those Dole popsicles before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? These are just like 100 times better. They're so fabulous. I love, love, love them. And I suppose I could make my own. And then the other day, Edie, I was looking through my magazine app again, as I do. It was probably the same article from that I got my batch drinks from. But there was this recipe for gummy worm popsicles.
Ooh.
Right? You just basically jam a bunch of gummy worms at the bottom of your popsicle container and then pour coconut water in it, actually. They were saying coconut water and a little bit of whatever other juice you want. And then, the gummy worms float all over. And then it just seems kind of exciting.
That doesn't sound like a fresh food.
It is not. It isn't a fresh food. I got off on a little tangent. I was thinking about popsicles, and then I remembered the gummy worm popsicles, and Emily really wants me to make them. So I think she can make them herself.
Yeah, the teens and tweens would love the gummy worm popsicles. It sounds exactly what they want.
Right? Well, pour a little bit of margarita mix in there, and the adults might not mind it either. I don't know. You can do a lot with popsicles.
You can. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But that said, back to my fresh food endeavors, I really do have some high goals for plant-based eating, too. So a lot less meat and a lot more veg.
What about friends, Leia? Can they be a simple pleasure?
If they're simple friends... No, of course. Spending time with friends is an easy, right? We're talking about things that are easy and enjoyable. That's our definition of simple. So most certainly friends are simple pleasures. And if they're not, then they you don't want to spend time with those people. So yes.
Yeah, well, sometimes my friends aren't around. So I like to think of... Do you listen to the podcast Car Talk, Leia, from NPR?
Car Talk. Yes, of course. Love Car Talk.
I love those brothers, Tom and Ray Mariazzi. And I love listening to them. And I always laugh. And they are my podcast pals, and so a simple pleasure is just like laughing along with them,
Yeah.
And I also, in the summer, I always refer to, we have bird feeders, and I'm getting a bird bath. But
nice.
I refer to them as my bird friends and my flower friends.
Oh.
Kind of makes me sound a little sad and lonely, doesn't it?
Click and clack and your bird and flower friends.
That's all I need, Leia. Simple pleasures.
Right. Well, we're podcast buddies too, right? And we can be your podcast friends also.
your simple podcast pals.
Yes. Well, now, friends are, right? Friends of the furry variety, of the flowery variety, of the flying variety, all good. I have some real friends, too. Let's see. This summer, actually, by the time this podcast is aired, it may even be happening. We are going with some friends to Xiamen, to a coastal city here in China, for a vacation, and I'm really excited about that, just to hang out with friends on the ocean, just relaxing and, just having fun together. So that's exciting. Being friends with Dawn, my partner, I've been interested in this lately because I'm realizing that friendship with your partner, with your husband, I don't like to say that word, but friendship with a husband is different than friendship is with, like, you, Edie, right? With a friendship with a woman. But it's so good, too. Like, I find that Dawn, it's different in that, I don't gossip with Dawn. We don't giggle and chit-chat too much. But it's so good. Yeah, friendship with Dawn is really, it's easy, it's enjoyable. And I find with Dawn, too, that we can be quiet for extended periods of time together and, you know, be reading next to each other or viewing either together or separately. But I'm just comfortable just being with him, right? Just hanging out. And I really value that a lot. So, friendship with your partner is also a valuable thing that I've been wanting to nourish and appreciating lately. So, yeah. And the summer, in terms of friends and simplicity, too, I just want to have lots of little get-togethers, going for coffee. Edie, I wish this were you, but I'm going to meet up with a friend of mine this summer to do some writing. So we're going to be like accountability partners and even writing partners together. Won't that be fun?
Oh, I love that. So simple, Leah.
I know. And just, you know, we'll just sit quietly together and write and, you know, have some giggles too. But I think it'll be fabulous. So I'm excited about that. So that is my take on friendship right now and the simple pleasures of friendship. What about simply fun activities? What do you have for that, Edie?
Well, I have a simple pleasure game we can play right now, Leah.
Oh, no. I'm worried. Okay.
So what we do is we go back and forth and we say simple pleasures and we see how long we can go. Kind of like batting a badminton, you know, birdie over the net.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't say the word simple pleasures. We actually name things. Is that what you're saying?
We name them. We don't need to keep saying simple pleasures.
Okay. Oh, all right. That should be easy enough.
Okay. Do you want to give it a try?
Okay. Tulips.
Freshly cut grass.
Writing cards.
Hanging clothes on the clothesline.
Candles. Mine are sounding hygge-ish.
Hugs.
Oh, talking with friends.
Weeding the garden bed.
Margaritas.
Petting the cat.
Pedicures.
Oh, you win!
Do you know why mine were all winterish, Edie?
Why?
Because I'm podcasting in my bedroom right now, and it's really hot because it's the summer, but I don't dare turn on the air conditioning because it will interrupt the sound. So I'm in a stiflingly hot room right now. So I wish I could be cold. I wish it could be winter right now.
Well, I'm sweating away in the sunroom. Remember when I used to like have the heater going and I was wrapped up in a huge blanket?
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, no, you're sweating. Yeah, we're both sweating. Yeah. All right. So this was really fun, Edie.
This week, your challenge is to think of a simple pleasure you can cultivate or renew.
Yes. And please share it with us on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook. If you haven't joined yet, please do. It is such a great place to share and get good energy.
Last week, we talked about designing our summers, and now we are well into our summer. And how is it going for you, Leah?
Well, I am fitnessing up a storm. I'm getting in my 15,000 steps. And I'm just kind of getting into the swing of things. I'm not quite there yet, but I am sleeping in and eating light and exercising. So I feel I'm happy. I'm fabulous. How about you?
Well, I already went and got all my paint swatches for my practical project of painting the rec room.
Yay.
Yes, and I am you know, continuing on listening to Bill Bryson, who's very wordy, Leia. He has lots of words.
He's a wordy man.
He could keep me busy all summer and into next year.
Okay, well, that's good. We just want to be kept busy in a simply pleasurable way. So all is well. Oh, man. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Yes. We would also love a review on iTunes or Spotify. Edie, shall we share a few we've received recently?
Yes, that sounds like a simple pleasure to read iTunes reviews. I love it. Here's one, Midwest and Canada collide to make good fun.
Oh, yeah. True.
Or how about this one, Leia? Great storytelling, fun, and inspiring.
Okay. Those are short and sweet and lovely. And yours can be, too. Or you can go on and on, too. That would also be fine. Just extol our virtues away, or just simply give us 5 stars. That would be great, too.
Any which way, thank you.
Yes. Thanks a bunch for helping us grow our audience. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.